福音。
Should we turn to the book of Gospel of Mark?
Mark 福音第十章。
Mark chapter 10.
三十二节。
Verse 32.
他们行路上耶路撒冷去，耶稣在前头走，门徒就稀奇，跟从他的也害怕。耶稣又叫过十二个门徒来，把自己将要遭遇的事告诉他们说。
And they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them, and they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid, and taking the 12 again, he began to tell them what was to happen to him.
看啊，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子将要被交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，交给外邦人，他们要戏弄他，吐唾沫在他脸上，鞭打他，杀害他。过了三天，他要复活。
Saying, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem. Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and deliver him over to the Gentiles, and they will mock him."Spit on him and flog him and kill him. And after 3 days, he will rise.
现在我们回到路加福音第十八章。
We move on to Mark chapter 18. 六章。
路加第十八章第三十一节。
Luke 18:31.
耶稣带着十二个门徒对他们说：“看啊，我们上耶路撒冷去，先知所写的一切事都要成就在人子身上。”
Then he took the 12 aside and said to them, Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all things that were written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be accomplished.
要被交给外邦人，他们要戏弄他，凌辱他，吐唾沫在他脸上，并要鞭打他，杀害他。第三日，他要复活。
For he will be delivered to the Gentiles and will be mocked and insulted and spit upon. They will scourge him and kill him.And the third day, you will rise again.
这些事门徒一样也不懂得，意思乃是隐藏的，他们不晓得所说的是什么。
But they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not know the things which are spoken.
我想我们现在来到了就是约旦河外，180天十字架道路的最后的一段。
Now we have come to the Bethany beyond Jordan, and we are coming to the final stage of.
那么讲到这一段一开始的时候，尤其是马可福音，它比马路加多加了一点的形容。
We know the description is Mark, slightly more than what has been written in Luke.
你记得马可说他们行路上耶路撒冷去。
And that Mark said that they were walking ahead towards Jerusalem.
耶稣在前头走。
And Jesus was ahead of them.
门徒就稀奇。
And they were amazed.
而且跟从的人也害怕。
And those who follow were afraid.
所以可见在最后的一段，当主要靠近耶路撒冷要钉十字架以前，当他走在这条路上，你看你很明显主耶稣是面向耶路撒冷，脸如坚石，他能够在前头走。
So we know that the Lord Jesus, he was determined and he walked ahead of them towards Jerusalem.
他说门徒就稀奇，跟从的人也害怕。
He says that the disciples were amazed, but those who follow were afraid.
所以除了门徒之外还有一些人跟从的。
We know that beside the disciples, there were others who followed him.
但这一段很显然是很艰难的道路。
We know that it is a most difficult journey.
所以我们的主一定要在前面走。
So our Lord need to be ahead of them.
门徒就稀奇，跟从他的也害怕。
And that the disciples were amazed, but those who followed too were afraid.
然后耶稣又叫过十二个门徒来，把自己将要遭遇的事来告诉他们。
And so Jesus began to taking the disciples and begin to tell them what was going to take place.
主耶稣好几次告诉他们，他要上耶路撒冷。
Many a times he had reminded them that he is going to Jerusalem.
那这又是很重要的一次。
And this is the most important time.
他说：“我们上耶路撒冷去，人子要将被交在祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，交给外邦人。”
And he said, "We are going to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over the chief priests and the scribes."And delivered them over to the Gentiles.
他们要戏弄他，吐唾沫在他脸上，鞭打他，杀害他。过了三天，他要复活。
And they will mock him, they spit on him, and they will flog him, and they will kill him. And after 3 days, he will rise.
所以这个可以说是很最后的一段。
So we can be sure that this is the final stage.
他们没有多久就要快到耶利哥了。
And we know that in a short while they will be in Jericho.
到了耶利哥了，耶路撒冷就不远了。
And we know in Jericho, Jerusalem is only at a short distance.
所以现在可以说他们是很靠近耶路撒冷，而这一段路可以说是这个十字架道路里面的最后的一段。
We know they are approaching Jerusalem, and you know they are coming to the end of the way of the cross.
那么这一段里面到底发生哪些事呢？
What are the events that have taken place?
那第一件事情，路加福音没有记载，但是马太、马可都讲了。
That we know that Luke did not mention, but it was mentioned in Matthew as well as in Mark.
那就是西庇太两个儿子，一个是约翰，一个是雅各。
And know that now the two sons of Zebedee, one is John, one is James, and one is John.
那么他来到主耶稣面前，希望当主德国降临的时候，一个坐在他右边，一个坐在他左边。
And so they were hoping when the Lord Jesus returned, one of them will sit on his left, and the other will sit on his left.
那其实
right and left.
其实他们不止自己来求，他们也把他们母亲找来求。
Not only that they have asked the Lord Jesus, they asked the mother to ask the Lord Jesus.
因为他们觉得他们自己力量可能不够。
They were a little afraid that they haven't having sufficient weight.
那他们的妈妈呢是主耶稣的姑妈，所以姑妈的话可能重要一点。
And so you know you ask your auntie, I think that she will carry more weight.
所以他们就求说一个坐在你的右边，一个坐在你的左边。
And so they want to sit on each side of the Lord Jesus.
十二个门徒，结果两个人就把左右的宝座通通包围了。
And so the only out of the 12, two of them will occupy the left and right of the throne.
所以十个门徒听见了，他们恼怒雅各跟约翰。
And so they were very angry with John and James, James and John.
你知道，特别快到耶路撒冷。
But you know that as they were approaching Jerusalem,
在整个空气里面，你也感觉得到耶路撒冷快到了。
They can feel the atmosphere. They are reaching Jerusalem.
主耶稣明明告诉他说，我要被定死罪，交给外邦人，要戏弄他，吐唾沫在他脸上，鞭打他，杀害他。过了三天，他又复活。
And say that they will be condemned by the Pharisees, the scribes, and delivered to the Gentiles. They will mock him, they spit, and flog him, kill him, and the third day he will rise.
但是雅各跟约翰在他们满脑子里面，他们想不到十字架，他们只想到宝座。
That James and John, they didn't think of the cross, but they are thinking of the throne.
所以他说，我们在你的荣耀里，一个坐在你的右边，一个坐在你的。
Because when you receive your glory, one of us will sit on your right, and the other will sit on the left.
所以你不觉得主耶稣的梦跟门徒的梦不一样吗？
You know the dreams of the disciples and Jesus are totally different.
他们跟随主，知道主是弥赛亚。
They follow the Lord. They know that He is the Messiah.
弥赛亚当然要在荣耀里。
Of course, Messiah will in glory.
现在快到耶路撒冷，那么弥赛亚一定在耶路撒冷登基的。
That we know that now they are approaching Jerusalem. That we know that Messiah will ascend to the throne.
主说他要被杀害，主说他要吐唾沫在脸上，然后三天要复活。他们听也没有听。
And then the Lord told them that He will be delivered into the hands of the Pharisees, and they will be mocked. He will be mocked. He will be spit. He will be flogged, and he will be killed.
所以主耶稣问他们说
，Not a single word.
主耶稣问他们说，我所喝的杯你们能够喝吗？我所受的洗你们能受吗？
The Lord Jesus said to them, the cup I'm going to drink, will you be able to drink? And I will be baptized with them, will you be able to go through with me?
他们说我们能，他们不知道他们在说什么。
They don't know what they say, but what they do understand, and they say we are able.
耶稣说，我所喝的杯你们也要喝，我所受的洗你们也要受。
You will indeed drink the cup that I drink, and with the baptism I baptize with you will be baptized.
只是坐在我左右，不是我可以赐的，乃是为谁预备的，就赐给谁。
But to sit on my right hand and my left hand is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared.
那在这个时候，主耶稣就对他们说：“你们知道外邦人有尊为君王的治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们。
”And he says that you know that those are rulers. You know that those who are rulers over the Gentiles lord over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them.
只是在你们中间不是这样。
Say yet it shall not be so among you.
你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人；在你们中间谁愿为首，就做众人的仆人。
But whosoever desires to be great among you shall be your servant.
因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并要舍命做多人的赎价。
And whosoever you desire to be first shall be the slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to serve, but to serve and to give his life for a ransom of many.
那弟兄姊妹，你记不记得当主耶稣要到黑门，要带着门徒要到该撒利亚腓立比境内，要到伯赛大的时候
？And we know that as the Lord Jesus was leading the disciples to Caesarea Philippi, and before they reached Bethsaida，
你记得那个刚刚好，你知道伯赛大刚好是约旦河的水要流到耶路撒，也连流到这个加利利水。
That we know that this is where Bethsaida that。The river, the water will enter into the Sea of Galilee.
你看呢，那里有一个饼，他们在那个在到伯赛大那里前面有一个饼的问题。
And before that, you know, they have a question of the bread.
现在是个杯的问题。
Now it's concerning the cup.
主说我所喝的杯，你们能够喝吗
？And the Lord asked that, will you be able to consume to drink the cup that I'm going to drink?
当主讲这个话的已经快到耶利哥了。
That we know that when he spoke this, they were very near to Jericho.
而耶利哥就是约旦河的水进到死海的那个。
And Jericho is the water, a river Jordan has entered into the Dead Sea.
我再说有两道海，两道水。
There are two streams of water.
加利利海跟死海。
Sea of Galilee as well as Dead Sea.
约旦河流到加利利的地方，加利利海的地方叫伯赛大。
That we know that water that enters the Sea of Galilee is Bethsaida.
约旦河流到死海地方叫耶利哥。
That we know that water that enters into Dead Sea is Jericho.
那么在伯赛大那里有饼的问题。
That in Bethsaida they were having a problem of the bread.
在这里有杯的问题。
Now they come to the problem of a cup.
那为什么在伯赛大碰见个瞎子呢
？But why did they encounter a blind man at Bethsaida?
门徒就像瞎子一样。
The disciples were like those like the blind man.
现在当雅当这个当约翰跟雅各要主耶稣的左边右边的位置的时候。
And so when James and John they wanted the positions next to Jesus.
就说这个杯你们能够喝吗
？And so he asked whether they were able to drink the cup.
他们居然说我们能。
And they said that we were able.
但是主耶稣说：“我所喝的杯，你们也要喝；我所受的洗，你们也要受。”
And the Lord Jesus said, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism which I am baptized, you will be baptized."
结果等一等，你看见到耶利哥就碰到瞎子。
And so, not long after that, when you enter in Jericho, they met the blind man.
所以伯赛大有瞎子，耶利哥也有瞎子。
And we know in Bethsaida there's a blind man in Jericho.
伯赛大的瞎子告诉我们说，这些门徒们是瞎子。
That,The blind man in Bethsaida told us that the disciples were blind.
他们不明白那个饼。
They do not understand the bread.
现在这些门徒们也是瞎子，他们不明白那个杯。
Now similarly, the disciples were blind, blinded, but they couldn't see the cup.
现在你明白吗？在主耶稣约旦，在或者是在主耶稣这个加利利这个执事最后的一段。
In his last ministry in Galilee.
你怎么来总合主的指示
？How do you sum up his office？
结果是总结在饼这件事情上。
And the summary is upon the bread。
但是主耶稣现在又花了六个月在约旦河外的指示。
And so now that he has spent about 6 months regarding his office, beyond Jordan,
也到了个结束的时候。
And now it's time to sum up。
你如果总结主的工作的话，那就是杯。
And that you will sum up the ministry of the Lord Jesus is the cup.
那弟兄姊妹，一个是饼，一个是杯。
On one hand is the bread, and the other hand is the cup.
一个是加利利海，一个是死海。
One is the Sea of Galilee, the other one is the Dead Sea.
一个是伯赛大，一个是耶利哥。
And we know one is Bethsaida, the other one is Jericho.
所以你看见这里的对称没有
？We can see the contrast.
非那对称 ，symmetry.
Symmetry.
所以你看见，因为这个对称，你就看见圣灵在这里有意的要告诉我们一些什么。
That is a symmetry, and so the Holy Spirit has a purpose to tell us.
如果我们问说主的在加利利的执事再加上他在约旦河外的执事加起来是什么
？And we want to know the ministry in Galilee and the ministry in is Jericho?
No. But 一个不是一个是在约旦河一个是在加利利的执事一个是在约旦河外的执事。
Okay, one is the ministry that is in Galilee, and then the other one is the ministry beyond Jordan.
一个是十八个月，一个是六个月。
One is 18 months ago, and the other one is 6 months ago.
那一个是和伯赛大发生关系，一个和耶利哥发生关系。
One is with something happened in Bethsaida, the other one is in Jericho.
一个最后的终点可以总结在伯赛大，一个最后的终点总结在耶利哥。
And one of the summary.Was at Bethsaida, and the other one was summed up in Jericho.
都碰到瞎子
They have encountered the blind.
那一个是饼的问题，一个是杯的问题。
And so one is regarding the bread, and the other is regarding the cup.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你很清楚，当你把这个主四福音把它通通比较过，通通读过了以后。
And if you were to read through the four gospels, and you have drawn a comparison.
如果我们要知道主在地上的执事的